Thank you, Madam President, and thank you very much for all the comments. And let me tell you that the succinct nature of the report is largely because of Remy there. So thank you, Remy. Thank you, Remy. We, you know, it was just, we managed to put everything into, I don't know, 3 pages. We had to cut many other pages out of it. I take your points very well about the 3 pillars, how important that we always keep this link. Now, this, both these examples would play into the 3 pillars, because I think, as you mentioned, you know, ASICUDA is about the trade facilitation agreement, and we are also doing a lot, you know, ASICUDA is a technical cooperation program, but they are now more and more doing analytical work on results of their programs, and we will be issuing a primer quite soon, probably early next year, on what to do and what not to do when a country wants to develop a single window. So I think that kind of analytical work, then we can link up with this technical cooperation program, saying, okay, this is what we said, that was our primer, and what it is that we have delivered, and how do we see the analytical work, you know, linking up with the technical cooperation and also the trade facilitation agreements and so forth. I take your point that there are many interesting results of the division. I mean, we would love to work on CSTD and many other, you know, maritime, for example. You know, that's also an area where we have a very close link between our premier review of maritime transport report, which is the report of the UN system, and the work that we have been doing with IMO and also the work we are doing, we're working with ports and so forth. They're so all very linked. But only, unfortunately, we have only one result that we can report. And many times, you know, when you get to New York budget office, it's very difficult to get the intergovernmental meeting portrayed as a result. They come back and said, you know, this is intergovernmental activity, but we need real results on the ground, like how many people have been vaccinated, how much food you have been delivered, you know, because that's the focus. So when you look at the intergovernmental work, and it's a hard sell in New York, just want to let you know. I mean, hopefully they will change at one point, but they haven't changed yet. What I was thinking sitting here, but I will go and tell my colleagues and they're going to, you know, throw their hands up. And what we need, we don't need to have results just reporting on this program plan. We can also have results, you know, documented and present to you from time to time. So why don't we also, you know, we will think about it. How do we present the CSTD delivering kind of, you know, we can get like a few pages and we can showcase these things in different fora that we have. We don't really need to contain ourselves to this program document. So I will come back and I make a promise to you that we will start looking at this, you know, connecting the 3 pillars, looking at results, and writing up results, not just for the program plan. So this is a promise, but if my colleagues are listening, I'm sure they're not going to be very entertained at the moment. So I think that you mentioned the results is just not so much, oh, how many people have been, you know, trained, or how many countries did ABCD, but what we are looking for is really results on the ground. So these results it's easy for ASICUDA, because ASICUDA is, you know, it's a technological platform, so you can always assess before and after and have results. But it is also because we are working on the e-trade readiness assessments, the implementation stage, and we go back and basically have a very solid evaluation and monitoring function built into this work. And so we will also have good results saying, you know, how many countries have, how many of these recommendations have been implemented? You know, where have they gone? What have been the results? Have you seen a lot of SMEs now being able to, you know, do e-commerce? Have the platforms be built? And are the e-payment systems in place? I think there are, these indicators are there. We have a series of indicators we look at, so we will also look into that. So this is all results. I agree that a lot of work needs to be done on not just the country work, but also at a regional level. And a lot of work that we do, I think when I present to you this afternoon on the technical cooperation work, you will see that a lot of work is now improving, increasingly moving to regional, including in ECOWAS region. And the ECOWAS Secretariat had asked us to prepare an e-commerce strategy for the 15 countries in ECOWAS. And we find doing this sort of strategy development for a regional setup is a much more conducive. You know, it has this peer pressure element, and it has the learning element across the region. Because if once you start trading, we would like to see the cross-border trade happening in our neighboring countries. So I think we will see in the technical cooperation work I present, we are walking into. In the Pacific, we have a program on e-trade for all, and ASICUDA has West Africa transit programs. So we are more and more working towards that direction. So I think I may not have addressed everything, but I promised you that we will work in on this results, sheets of results. Why not? We don't need to wait for the work program. Thank you.